some retailers are doing better than others.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We'll get a take on the global perspective in just a moment. First, a couple of earnings reports out this morning. Office supply chain Staples said just moments ago its profits rose in its latest three-month period. And we also got word from Sears Holdings today. The company that operates Sears and Kmart said it lost about $40 million in the latest quarter. That's a smaller loss than this time last year, but it reaffirms how consumers have cut back on spending. And that loss confirms that Sears could use a little reinvention, as reporter Jay Field explains.
The centerpiece of the Sears reinvention plan is an online service called My Gopher. At first glance, it's pretty standard stuff. Users can browse the millions of products carried by Sears and subsidiaries like Kmart. Things get a little more interesting when customers actually decide to buy something. Here's sales manager Mike Simpson pitching My Gopher to shoppers at a Kmart in Chicago.
You pick everything you want, you pay for it online, and I'll have it ready within 2 hours for you at customer service.
The goal is to appeal to customers who are eager to shop on the web but don't want to wait for stuff to come in the mail. Right now, My Gopher lets shoppers in Chicago, Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C. buy online and pick up their items at the closest Sears or Kmart. They can also have their order delivered, and if they want something else, say some groceries, and can't find them on the site, My Gopher will send sales reps like Mike Simpson to the nearest supermarket to fill the order. Shopper Lawrence Tribble, standing next to Simpson, likes that idea.
Yeah, so don't let this out.
See?
Yeah. Right,
so why put you in pain when I can do it for you? I'd be happy to do it for you. I love the shop. I know it sounds kind of weird, but I love the shop.
Executives at Sears have to hope that Simpson's enthusiasm is contagious. The retailer has a lot riding on My Gopher. 3 years ago, the company's stock traded at nearly $200 a share. But since then, Sears has seen its in-store sales and overall profitability steadily decline. Lauren Friedman, who runs the e-tailing group in Chicago, applauds the My Gopher strategy, but says it may not be enough to solve the company's bigger problems.
Perception-wise, the part of the challenge for Sears is it's not the first place people think when they want to go shopping, and particularly for the younger audience.
Sears says that perception is already changing, and the company is pushing ahead with an expansion of My Gopher after getting positive customer feedback. By November, the service will be operating in more than 600 stores. In Chicago, I'm Jay Field for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Wall Street yesterday, positive earnings for Target and some other big companies had markets ending the day a little higher. The Dow added 9 points to close at 10,415. European shares are higher at the moment, as were Asian shares today. And now to the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world and how it affects us here in the United States. American oil company Anadarko has discovered oil off the coast of the African country Mozambique. And it's the first time oil's been discovered near this part of East Africa. But it's still unclear whether getting the oil out of the sea floor will make any kind of economic sense. From Johannesburg, South Africa, Gretchen Wilson reports.
The Texas-based company says this initial find proves the presence of oil in the region. Mozambique is one of the poorest countries in the world, and the government sure could use some additional money from an oil find, money that could go to clinics, schools, and computers. But many in Africa worry that the discovery of oil isn't always a blessing, but a curse. Thomas Seliman is with the Center for Public Integrity in Maputo, the capital of Mozambique. He's worried about the possible environmental damage from oil drilling, and about how much money the oil companies will give back.
The discussion now is what can be done to ensure that these multinationals are really contributing to the national economy.
That's not necessarily happening in some African nations, including Sudan and Nigeria, where oil's discovery has also ignited armed conflict. Mozambique's oil management will be watched closely by Washington. The U.S. government estimates that by 2015, a full quarter of U.S. oil imports will come from Africa. In Johannesburg, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics comes out with numbers today on workplace fatality rates for 2009. If it's anything like years past, commercial fishing will be among the most dangerous professions. There may be a few ways to protect fishermen from danger, but some say the measures soak profits. Reporter Janet Babin has more.
One thing that makes this line of work so dicey is the frenzy surrounding the catch. In many fisheries, the minute the season opens, boats race to reel in as many fish as they can. Photographer Karen Ducey crabbed under this system in Alaska's Bering Sea.
You would work around the clock, and you would work like 100 miles an hour. I think we would get about 4 hours of sleep at night. That's where the danger element would come in, because you're exhausted.
Alaska fisheries have since switched to what's called a catch-share quota system. Kate Bonson with the Environmental Defense Fund wants all U.S. fisheries to use this type of quota system.
Catch-shares provide fishermen with a secure access to a certain amount of fish, and it allows them to be a lot more flexible about when they go fish.
Bonson says catch-shares reduce fatalities and stabilize fish stocks. Some fishermen, though, complain the system nibbles away at their profits and curbs the adventure associated with the profession. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And finally, Dorothy Davidson is one of six mayoral candidates in Bessemer, Alabama. Her campaign's been passing out a picture of Davidson with University of Alabama head football coach Nick Saban. Saban is a god in Alabama for winning last year's national championship. Now, the campaign said Saban endorsed Davidson 3 weeks ago and took a picture with her to prove it. But the photograph was actually taken 3 years ago, and it was an outdoor snapshot of Saban and his wife, Terry. The picture was digitally enhanced to replace Terry Saban with Davidson. Well, Davidson's campaign manager, who had first said he secured the endorsement, then admitted to making it up. He resigned for lying and for really bad Photoshop skills. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us. Follow me on Twitter, ChiatakisMMR. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.